So, we also understand that tornadoes are caused by God whirling God's big finger and destroying someone's belongings who are grave sinners, don't we? Isn't that what tornadoes are? You're going to agree with me. That's what tornadoes are, right? Speak up. You know me better than that by now. All right. No, we really honestly aren't sure exactly what causes tornadoes, but it has to do with cold winds from the Arctic, warm winds from the equator. They come in and they hit against each other and they cause vortexes and such that eventually make their way to the ground. Three, when it rains, that is God crying over the sins of humankind, right? Is that sins? I mean, is that tears of God? No, no. You see, what happens is when water condenses around particles of dirt in the atmosphere, and depending on the temperature, the air becomes saturated with water and it gets too heavy and it falls to the ground. That's what rain is. All of these things are caused by a living planet that rotates on its axis, causing night and day. A sun that warms the ground hotter in some places and cooler in others. The sun warms the ground, the hot air rises, the cool air falls, and we have the beginning of a weather pattern. Finally, how about earthquakes? Now, earthquakes have to be caused by God, right? No? You don't think so? Oh, all these years I thought earthquakes were caused by God. No! You see, we live on a planet that is literally alive, folks. It is literally alive, and that's probably the only reason why this planet supports life. Because the gases that come from our alive planet create the atmosphere that we breathe and live within. You see, when the earth was in liquid form, Genesis tells about it as being formless and void. As Genesis puts it, the heavier elements or stuff fell to the center of the earth, and the lighter stuff came to the surface of the earth. And that's why the dirt and the water and everything that we can see and are allergic to, right, are on the surface of the earth. We live on a very thin layer on our giant earth. We live on an extremely thin layer, and it literally floats on the mantle like a piece of wood on water. All right? Because of gravity, the center of the earth is very hot, which heats the thick layers of the earth. All right, I'm getting somewhere with this. Stick with me. The mantle, which is liquid, and we see the mantle come out of the earth in what? Volcanoes, that's right. Now, what happens when something is heated? When water is heated and steam comes off water, what is it doing as it comes off the water? It rises, right? What happens whenever something is cool? It falls, right? Well, that's exactly what the mantle does, and we see evidence of this. For instance, the Mid-Atlantic Rift. The mantle is being heated, and it's coming up to the surface of the earth there. And the Atlantic Ocean is getting bigger and bigger because the mantle is placing more and more land in the Atlantic. And over billions of years, the Pacific Ocean will no longer exist because the Atlantic is getting bigger. And where does the mantle go down? Well, there's a huge crevice off of the coast of Japan. Guess what? The mantle is going down there, and it's pulling the surface of the earth with it. Do you hear what I'm saying? We live on an alive planet. We live on a planet that the crust moves and shakes, literally. So what does this have to do with earthquakes? Well, this causes earthquakes. This movement, the mantle is moving underneath the earth's crust, and it causes the earth's crust to do different things to relieve the stress. You see, if we didn't have earthquakes, we wouldn't have mountains, which we look at in awe and praise God for such magnificent beauty.